بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to A to Z program. Today we're going to be discussing about acquiring taqwa and the level of taqwa. So there are predominantly four levels of taqwa according to one narration, and we will be getting into those four levels. But first of all, we want to look at and refresh our memories about what the goal of a human life is. We as human beings, as individuals, we are supposed to be acquiring taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. What is the reason behind it? Why is that we are forced or we are compelled to acquire taqwa? Well, basically, we would like to say four points to elaborate on this. And the first one is that the acceptance of our good deeds, it depends on taqwa. The second one is acceptance of du'as and supplications, it depends on taqwa. We know it from the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Then our entrance into the heaven, it depends on taqwa. And last but not the least, our eternal salvation depends on taqwa. Now, these levels of taqwa that we would like to discuss today, they are directly linked to the levels of heavens. So according to a tradition, there are four levels of taqwa. The first one is where you abstain from haram acts. So this is the bare bones, the bare minimum, the least expected out of a believer. A believer at any cost stays away from any haram act in his life. So for instance, eating something that has been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take an example of pork. The second level of taqwa is where you avoid the doubtful things. They're not necessarily prohibited in Islam, but you're not sure. You're not certain. So you see a piece of meat that you don't know if it's halal or haram to eat it. So it becomes doubtful for you. At that moment, if you abstain and do not eat that piece of meat, this means you are at the second level of taqwa. The third level of taqwa is where you do not commit the permissible things. They're not necessarily doubtful. They're not necessarily prohibited or haram, but you do not carry out those acts. They are permissible, but they are not haram. Now, let's take, for example, discussing other believers into this context, right? Discussing about other believers is okay in Islam. I can speak about another believer with you in that believer's absence. This is allowed in Islam, right? But it is not something that should lead into backbiting. So, if you see, talking about other believers in their absence, it is permissible. But what we have to watch out is that it does not fall into the category of committing a haram, right? So this is a permissible act. But if we avoid doing that, right, this is recommended. So this is the third level of taqwa where you are so careful about it that you do not carry out an action that falls in this category of being permissible, but there is no need to do. The last category of taqwa is when you avoid everything that is not religious. Now, this being the highest level of taqwa, according to this separation and segregation and categorization of the levels of taqwa, is a little hard to carry out. So, typically, our urafa and mystics who have reached that high level of taqwa, they practice this type of carefulness. In this, if you would like to take an example and understand what this fourth level of taqwa is, then you should look at our scholars and pious ulama and urafa. They do not engage in anything that is not religious. So for instance, playing a video game, right? It has nothing to do with Islam, so to speak, right? As long as that video game is not haram, it does not contain haram, it's permissible, right? You could be playing it. But an arif, a person who has the recognition and ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would not engage into something like this. Why? Because he would like to avail all the time on his hand to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or do those acts that Allah has recommended. So this is the fourth level of taqwa. Thank you for listening to today's show, in which we discussed the four levels of taqwa according to one categorization coming to us from the traditions of Ahlul Bayt.